The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Way out of this mess, we must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday. Nine shopping days to Christmas? It is the 15th of December, 2016. And if this is the third Thursday of the month, then I know who I've got waiting in the proverbial wings. That would be Gerald Celente from Trends Research. Buongiorno, my friend.
Buongiorno. It's buonasera over here, but buongiorno to you.
Oh, gosh, where to start here? You have been noticing our, and this is a misnomer, it's a contradiction in terms, but our intelligence agencies, the hack, the whack, the Russians did it, the Ruskies are coming. Nancy Pelosi's daughter is in on the deal with the electoral, let's do a recount, and let's change our votes, let's do our constitutional duty for God, country, and America.
And I don't think any of this is going anywhere. And when Trump gets in, the thing about the Russians, all of the fake news stuff, it's gone. What we're seeing here, and you got our top trends for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Trump didn't only just beat Clinton; he beat Obama. No one's ever seen a sitting president campaign as heavily as he did, and saying that his legacy depended on Clinton getting in. And they just exactly told him to, you know, I can't use the word on TV, but, on the radio, but they lost the Senate and the House. So they told Obama, your legacy means nothing to us, it's a legacy of lies. Silicon Valley lost. They had, as the WikiLeaks showed, you had Schmidt from Google supporting Clinton. The top algorithms, the hottest, the best of Silicon Valley, the Zuckerbergs, they lost. Hollywood lost. Everybody lost. The entertainment industry, the Jay-Z's, the Beyoncé's, the Bon Jovi's, the Springsteens, the Clooney's, the De Niro's, all these actors shooting off their mouths, they lost. What you're seeing now, as we see it, is that these are little crybabies screaming out, trying to cover up for their big loss, and particularly the mainstream media, which even before the election, only 10% of the American public had any confidence in to begin with. So they're the ones spreading fake news and calling it fake news when anybody else says things that they don't like. This stuff we're forecasting is all going to go away. When Trump goes in, he's going to have 2 years to do whatever he wants, and I've been on your show now a number of years. We have changed our trend forecast on the economy for very positive future for America because of Trump's election victory, the people that he's bringing in. This is a corporate cabinet rather than a political cabinet, and that's the big difference.
Why do you think that is being done, Gerald?
I told you, because they're little baby losers. They're little nothing prestitutes.
No. I'm sorry. You misunderstood. Why is Trump bringing in the people that he's bringing in? That's the question.
I don't agree with the number of the people he's bringing in when it's going to hurt the environment or issues like that. But when it comes to business, it's only about business. So when he brings in a guy like this guy, the guy from Exxon.
I can't think of his name either.
Tennyson
or whatever his name is. Yeah,
yeah. And Wilbur Ross, this guy, Mnuchin. These guys are multimillionaires, billionaires. The way they do business, you don't want to do business with these guys because you're going to lose. If they take that very, very aggressive business nature that made them who they are and do it for we the people, which I believe they're going to do, they're not going to do it for themselves. These guys don't need any more money. They're their reputations. They're doing it for that. I believe they're going to be doing a lot of positive things for America. And you look at gold prices. I said, I was on your show maybe. I've been on everybody's show the month and a half saying, gold prices are going to go down. And you see it with a strong dollar. It's very simple math.
Well, I'm sorry. What I was going to say here, Janet Yellen bumped the interest rates up a quarter point. Well, that unto itself is not a big thing, but what this does is it puts a few shekels in the accounts of the people that have retirement accounts that have not been paid anything. And, it does affect gold and silver negatively. I think gold was down 30 or 35 bucks today.
Gold's getting whacked.
Yeah. All right.
But to go back to what you said, no, it's really not. This isn't putting any more money in. The numbers just came out today. They've gone up barely at all in CDs or any. The banks are going to get more cash out of it. So it's not going to help the people at all. It's still a war against the savers. But with the dollar, when we talk about gold and you look at the long-term aspects of it, it's important to understand what the strong dollar means. And the strong dollar means that you're looking at the currency declining in places like China. Is down to an 8-year low as the dollar hits a 14-year high. So when Trump says they're devaluing it purposely, he's wrong. China just put over 20%, almost 25% of their reserve currency into trying to prop up the yuan because they're losing money, flowing capital outflows that are coming out of the country. And now they're trying to stop that from happening. Over $70 billion happened last month. So then you go to all these other countries that borrowed all of this cheap dollars, and now their currency is declining rapidly. The ruble, the lira, one after another, the rand. So now they have to pay back this debt, not Russia, but others. They have to pay back the debt in dollars. So now they have to pay back more debt as their currencies get weaker. That's why we say gold is still a safe haven asset. If you're living particularly in another country, the People's Bank of China, the reports are coming out, it's becoming harder and harder for people to buy gold. Gold sales in China are up 25% in the last few weeks. They're buying bitcoins, they're at 34-month high because the Chinese are buying bitcoins, trying to stop their loss of their value of their currency. You saw what just happened in India, and there was a quote from Modi, the prime minister, saying that they're doing this to have a cashless society. It's almost impossible now to buy gold in India, and China and India are the top gold purchasers of physical metal, number one and number two, respectively. So you can see what's going on. Then you have the banking crisis going on in Italy that they're trying to cover up, and other parts of Europe.
I've got to play this just in case you didn't hear it. This is how low, and Gerald, you and I have been around the block a few times. We have witnessed a few things transpire in this country, but I have yet in my lifetime to see anything like this. And I think the Trump detractors out there, those that would like to unseat him even before he's seated, people were suggesting that, maybe Barack Obama is going to pardon Hillary Clinton. Pardon her from what? She's not been charged with anything yet. But I would think that would be a good place for the Justice Department to start. And I believe at the core of all of this Yes, we know the prostitutes and who they're in there swinging for. We understand the crime and corruption problem in this country. We don't know the detail, and we don't know how far it runs down the tubes into the deep state. But we do know this, that this may be a cover. All of this stuff just may be a cover to make everybody forget about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, because I think the real smoking gun at the bottom of this heap, if you will, is the Clinton Foundation, everybody that's tied to it, and until this thing is cracked open, we won't know the extent of the illegality, the traitorous or treasonous activity of Hillary Clinton. She may be glad just to skate out of town, make a big dust up, make a big fuss, and under the cover of all this stuff, just slip out of town. Now, I want to play for you, Gerald, and this, I was shocked, bemused, and amazed that these people saw fit to put this thing together. And this video has been released on YouTube, and it's Unite for America. But I want you to pay particular attention how they use this republic, or more importantly, this Constitution, and we have our duty to do.
Amazing. Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference.
By voting your conscience on December 19th.
And thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
Whoa. What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
You have position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero.
Who changed the course of history.
And you have my respect.
You have my respect.
You have my respect.
For your patriotism.
And service to the American people. Unite for America.
Wow.
You know, I hear something like that. It's to me, you know, I could be 100% wrong on this, but I don't think it's going anywhere. And they made the point about getting somebody qualified. How about a community organizer from Chicago that organized nothing? How about those credentials would be totally unqualified? How about the liar in chief? How about the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama, who lied his way into office with no credentials at all and did everything that he said he would not do? So when I hear something like this, and what's the name of it again?
I just clicked it off. Let me go back here. It was released by
United what?
Unite for America. And it had
America, right.
Yeah, and it had stellar individuals like Martin Sheen, Mike Farrell, Loretta Swit, and a whole host of grade B or grade C movie actors.
Yeah, or sore losers.
Yeah, or sore losers.
And what did I say before? Hollywood lost this election. It wasn't only, he didn't only beat Obama. He beat the media. Trump beat Silicon Valley. He beat the Spielbergs. He beat the Katzenbergs. He beat the Clooneys. He beat the De Niros. He beat the Jay-Z's, the Beyoncé's. He beat Springsteen's and Bon Jovi's. These, what I said to you earlier, the reason they're doing this is because they're all little crybaby, nothing losers. And I don't think this is, I mean, who's going to pay attention to this crap?
There's a lot of people that didn't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton was doing, and they boiled this down to, well,
yeah,
they're just...
They're not going to... The Republicans aren't going to vote for it. You know, they're not going to change.
Well, the point about this, Gerald, is there is a lot of, markers that are being called in for this. And, you know, we still haven't got to the point where people would realize in America that Hillary Clinton is one of the worst criminals that was ever in our Senate or in our as being Secretary of State. They won't hear it because it's been name-called. We're just misogynists. We're haters. We're bigots. We're prejudicial. We're all of these things. We're the deplorables. And I've not seen anything like this. These people have been creating the perception, which becomes people's reality. So, Gerald, I don't take this lightly. And if you think these people are going to go,
they may try to do something. If they do, you want to see a revolution break out in this country, it'll happen.
Thank you for saying that, Gerald. Hold on a second. Thank you for saying that because I believe that's exactly what they want.
And the thing is, Trump will not sit back and take this. He's not a politician.
Well,
this thing will not. Again, there are people that are saying that, you know, watch out, watch out, watch out. And I don't, you know, you may be 100% correct. I'm not going to, you know, I don't know, but I don't think so.
Well,
and a thing like this little piece of garbage, nothing thing, is as bad as the $1.2 billion that Clinton spent on all those commercials that got her nowhere.
Yeah,
who's going to listen to that?
Well, the people that voted for her, though, they still don't know the truth because they were too busy name calling. And here's the problem: they think of this country as being a democracy. We think it of being a constitutionally limited republic. Where the government itself, here's your guidebook, and don't color outside the lines when you pick up your crayons. It's gone well beyond that. There is a lot more going on, I think, than people are realizing. This is just not an exercise to make the media look worse than it already has, or for the Democrats or the shills for the Marxist philosophers or, you know, the progressives, or give them a name. I don't care what the hell you call them. They're so far removed from what this country politically and economically is supposed to be about. They're willing to jump off the cliff, Gerald, with all the rest of the lemmings to do it. I'm seeing a lot of energy being spent to make themselves look like idiots. No, I think...
Yes. No, I totally disagree. They are idiots. They're proven idiots. They lost. These are little crybaby nothings, as I see it.
Do you think, though, that there is a bigger agenda by the deep state behind the throne? I don't look at this as being Democrat or Republican. I look at this as the globalist.
I think as being little losing crybabies. And that's why they're making up the fake news story. That's why they can't get off the Russians hacked there. So, okay, let's suppose the Russians did. So somebody hacked it, and they showed what a liar and cheater the Democratic Party is and what a front the Clinton Foundation is. So what? I'm saying to you, from my perspective, where I sit and work I do, all this stuff is going to go away. It won't mean anything. You're looking at losers, and that's why they're coming back with this. Again, Trump just had all these people from Silicon Valley at it. What a president ever did anything like this before? He's not even president yet.
All right. Yeah, I know. Yes. And Gerald.
So anyway, I'm looking at a whole other story here.
I'm
looking ahead, seeing where it's going and what's going to happen. And I, as I said, I really do believe that this is only a temporary It's the crybaby. It's the losers. It's the little losers crying. Look at that line of people he got. That stupid ad. I just looked at this thing. The
okay.
face is going by.
Yeah.
What do I care what these clowns say?
Yeah,
again, Hollywood lost.
Okay. Gerald, I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, they're a pouty bunch of little crybabies that wouldn't recognize a good deal when they saw one. A good deal is getting our jobs back in this country. The good deal is eliminating the pressures on the job markets by every mother and their illegal alien daddy that has wandered into this country. I understand all that, but I do not look at this as being Democrat, progressive versus Republican, conservative. What is behind this, what I see? Gerald, please let me finish the thought. I have not. I've tried three times to get it out. I need to get this out. And if you disagree with it, fine. I'm not going to argue with Gerald Celente. I would not be as brash as to do that. But what I am saying is that there is something deeper than this. This is the globalists. I don't think that you disagree that the globalists needed the United States into their global order of things to make this thing work. These are not the crybabies. These are the prime movers and shakers behind and backing the deep state in this country to bring about a change politically in this country. And it's just not about, Donald John Trump. It goes further than 2020. This goes into the future, and they're pissed off politically. But what I'm saying is I think strings are being pulled further behind the scenes on this one. That's my point.
And I disagree.
Okay.
When I see faces like that and who these people are, you forget where I live. I live in New York, and not only do I live in New York, I live 15 minutes away from Woodstock.
Yeah, I understand.
You want to see a liberal community of crybabies with their quiche-eating grin and balsamic smiles.
Yeah.
I see this stuff all day long.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm telling you.
Let me sneak in one quick call here. I generally don't take calls, but
okay,
I've got a guy on the West Coast that I trust here. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hey there, John. Hey, Gerald. I got a question for you, Gerald. I mean, just to kind of throw it out at you, do you believe that Donald Trump will continue with the quantitative easing and plunge protection to keep the market stable, or do you think he'll bring enough industry back that he won't have to do that? The reason I ask is that, John and I have been talking about this Baltic Dry Index dropping every day, and today it dropped another 37. We're down to 966, and I was just wondering, do you think he'll continue with the plunge protection and quantitative easing?
I don't think that I think they'll do anything that they want to do, and I would definitely say that if the market starts crashing, the plunge protection team would go right in. And again, look at Trump and look at all the deals he's done and how he's played the cards any way he wanted to his advantage. So one of the things that we keep saying and why we think, you know, there's going to be a downturn in the market, there's no question. And they will bring in the plunge protection team. And will they give quantitative easing? They will print all the money they need to print to keep this thing going. That's our look at it. And also, when you think about it, how many people really know what the debt really is or care? So they could add another $10 trillion to the debt level and just keep printing up money. And they can do that because I was going on earlier about how weak all the other currencies are. The other currencies are declining dramatically. So the dollar just hit a 14-year high. The dollar could go back to an 8-year high, and it'll be fine. So I believe they will do anything, and with Trump's reputation as a business guy and the deals that he's pulled off and how he's, you know, manipulated things in his benefit, I would definitely say yes.
Well, one last question. They say they estimated $17 trillion. I've heard $21 trillion. I assume it's three or four times that, maybe more. What do you think it might be?
Well, when you put in the national debt, you know, officially is around $20 trillion. But when you put all the Social Security, all the things that are owed, it's like in the 200 trillion numbers they're bringing out. But again, people don't care. The average person doesn't know or care. And just like you're seeing in China, China keeps this thing going. They have a debt-to-GDP ratio of 250%. They'll keep it going. And when you look at the way Trump plays business, he'll do anything to win the game. So to answer your question, the first part of it, yes, they'll bring in the plunge protection team like China brings in the national team, and they will also bring in more and more dough to pump the markets and rig them any way they can. They will rig the economy any way they can, is my belief.
Business being the poker game, if you're using the funny money system and all this debt, you're working with a marked deck, aren't you?
Of course you are. This thing should have collapsed years ago. But with the positive things about Trump, and this is what I'm, and you know me, I've been on your show, it's not like I like this guy. I didn't vote for him or her. I didn't vote at all. None of the people represented my values. And I don't want to hear from people, oh, it's your obligation to vote. No, it's not. It's my obligation to vote for people I believe in. I would have voted for Ron Paul. Had he run, that's my kind of person. So going back to Trump, what he did with Carrier, with the air conditioner company, what he did is he's reversing a trend. So now all of a sudden the jobs aren't leaving. Look at the indexes coming out of small business index, the builders index, one after another. The emotions are running high. There are high expectations in the business world for a better 2017. We as trend forecasters do not take people's emotions lightly. If people feel positive, if they think it's going to go in that direction, we say the trend is your friend. And so when you're looking at this massive rally that we've seen, which was the exact opposite of what they predicted just a day before he got elected, the markets went up 371 points on November 7th when Comey, the FBI director, over the weekend said, you know, we're not going to go any further with Hillary Clinton. The markets went up 371 points on the expectation that Clinton would win, and that would be good for the markets. And the exact opposite happened.
Well, in your own trend forecast, you said that the U.S. interest rates rise. That coming up, the dollar gets stronger. Emerging market currencies will weaken. That, in turn, will dramatically increase their debt repayment burden and increase financial market instability. Donald Trump's plan to make America great again, if there's nobody else to play patty cake with any other countries and everything is going to hell, how exactly are we going to be able to do this?
It's the multinationals that get hurt. We have a country of 320 million people. With 98% of all our clothing is made overseas. 98%. And you have these people saying, oh, they have to get it made there so it gets cheap. No, if you get it made here, people are making more money.
Right.
That's why we were a middle-class society. It's our top trend for 2016, a self-sustaining economy. John, everybody talks about buy local. How about buying national? How about playing the Trump card? I'm getting my sneakers made in USA with pride, and now I play the Trump card. I start running ads where Phil Knight over there and Nike could hear him up in Oregon in that area. You're buying Nike footwear that's made in slave labor countries so this guy could become a billionaire? Buy made with pride in America sneakers. We don't need the rest of the world. We need America. America first.
If there is investment money to be had, then I can see a whole slew if these globalists or their global markets, they don't want to play ball, they don't want to employ people, make stuff here at home. I can see a lot of good investment monies going for competing businesses that people can once again start making the stuff that they're going to buy right here in the good old U.S. of A. Gerald, man, this time goes fast. We'll see you next month if planet Earth is still around. And I appreciate it. Arrivederci, my friend.
You are tuned in to the
Republic All right. Thanks, Gerald.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What has happened is we have known in this country for many, many years that the media was at least crooked, might have been getting payoffs from their advertisers not to run certain stories on drugs that, well, now by law are bound legally to tell you that by taking this pharmaceutical, it may kill you. Or at least your unborn children may end up with three nipples like Scaramanga in the Golden Gun. It is the most bizarre thing that I've ever seen. The transition of America, getting people away from thinking about what this country is, politically how it's put together, legally how it's bound by its constitution, has been thrown out the window. Barbara Boxer is moving with a bill to get rid of the Electoral College. to turn this into a direct democracy, election for Congress critters and presidents alike, just by popular vote. And now we see the Democrats trying to use the Electoral College, reminding us that it's our constitutional duty not to let an unfit person into the White House. Now, this begs the question of who's more qualified. This was the what was centering around the presidential debates. Who's most qualified? Well, the American people didn't believe or didn't think that it was the 16 other people that were running along with Donald Trump for the Republican spot for president. We started to touch and started to dig deeply into the Clinton Foundation and how absolutely treasonous and crooked this was, but without ever discovering the facts, the who, what, where, why, and how much, more importantly, all the subterfuge goes on, all the bellyaching about, the misogynist, and all the words and all the accusations that are thrown out. If people, folks, in this country, and we don't know, I do not know how deep the corruption is through the Clinton Foundation, do you? Oh, no, it was brought up but never investigated. Oh, well, that was just a political ploy by Comey to come out a few days before the elections. Oh, the investigation's back on. No, it's off. No, it's back on. Folks, this is the most astounding thing I've ever seen in my life. And the process, the purge, if you will, has not been made complete. When you see half of this country that wants somebody like a Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders, or a Jill Stein, this shows me the ignorance level and the tolerance level of the BS that we're seeing out there. Let's ride this sweaty little pony off into the sunset. Are we better off today than we were 4 years ago or 8 years ago? Well, this has nothing whatsoever to do with politics. Democrat, Republican, I've got a better idea. No, I've got the better idea. There have been things installed and instilled in this country for its destruction. Number one, the biggest, baddest boogeyman on this block would be the ongoing takedown by the middlemen, the bankers. First and foremost, what has been the power structure? What has been their resource for building their global government? We call it the New World Order. What has it been? Look at it for what it is. All the other stuff is a distraction. But what I tried to say to Gerald, and I don't think that he really understood or wanted to take the time because we had such a short amount of time. Let's go beyond the throne. Let's go beyond the CEO position for President of the United States of the corporate state of America. We're talking about the deep state, the people that have been trying to transform this country for oh so many years. And how have they done it? They have wiped you out economically. They've taken your job. They want to give you something that gives more control to the government under the guise of, well, keeping you healthy, the Affordable Care Act. Anything that's been pro-offered by this government has not been for the benefit of you, the individual. How do we make you whole? How do we make you better? This has got nothing to do with it. It's got to do with money, power, and, more importantly, control. The control mechanism is what they're deathly afraid of losing. The ignorance quotient in this country is at an all-time, in its 240-year history, as is at its all-time high. But conversely, the education of those that look beyond that created matrix, that matrix which created your perception and your world's reality, is crumbling. It's done. As I once heard it put, it's the decentralization of the news media's control over creating your perception. That's what's at stake. Now, are they going to quit whimpering after January 20th? No, they're not. And there's going to be all kinds of machinations, all kinds of accusations, all sorts of politicians that will still come forth, maybe to their peril. God wouldn't. I hope so. But this is not just a battle between Democrats and Republicans, okay? That's how it's been presented to the people. But the real battle is behind the throne, behind the scenes, to further destroy this country, to make it so ineffectual that we can do nothing into the future against the globalists. I do believe that this is their last gasp. And who has been there as the stopgap? Who has been there to report the news? I mean, really? They're resorting to the point that they're calling us the purveyors of fake news? Year after year, decade after decade, my God, look at the false narratives and the false news that they have put out to those people that they've created the perceptions that then become their reality. They're not done. They are not done by a long shot. And the globalists, they cannot have a United States of America, a constitutional government, back again, wielding the power that we once did. Do you imagine the United States wielding the power instead of going around the globe, dismantling countries, pointing fingers at them and saying that, well, you're endangering the world's peace? We can't let anything, folks, interrupt this war on terror. Because if you haven't noticed, you have become a terrorist in your own country. Think about that and let that sink in for a while. The deep state is behind this. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's not Donald Trump. It's the interest behind what's going on. This country cannot survive. We were literally the linchpin. We had to be done away with in order for them to form their more perfect union, their globalist society. And we were the only stopgap. We were the only chance, literally, for the rest of the world. As weakened as we have become, we still can wield a lot of power. We have got to be done away with. You and I both, folks. Rob in Chicago. Thanks for holding, Rob.
Well, sure thing, John. I completely agree, and you were echoing a lot of my thoughts as I was thinking of how to put this. And, you know, the people, the real people that are in charge, are looking at this, and they are panicked because they're losing control of their narrative. They're losing control of the sheeple. They're losing control of their monetary mechanisms. They're losing their ability to squeeze the life out of this country because there's, holy cow, there's now somebody coming together that, you know, has the ability to put together a good game. And, you know, the sad part is, you're right, there's decades and decades of programmed sheeple and these crybabies and these creatures that believe just because they whine that their opinion should mean as much as, you know, the real fact. The sick part is those people that are you're talking about and I know are there. The other shoe hasn't dropped. We've said, well, Obama's still got X amount of days. He's opening the doors to the southern border, bringing people in by truckload. If you're dealing with delusional psychopaths, these people that believe that they should be their bloodline, they should be the only ones to rule this world, all this stuff, they're also so crazy enough to believe that killing people is no problem to get to what their end result they need. So I love Gerald Celente, but he's not widening his view enough to see that there is a major problem just waiting. And, you know, it's something that I'm scared of a Tet Offensive. I'm scared of a Christmas time where all of these people that are sitting there that have been arming up and doing all this stuff, they need this country to go down. There's so many people in this country that could just at the blink of an eye, turn things on their ear. So my spider senses are still up, big time. Everybody's falling back asleep thinking this is great, it's wonderful. I think it is great. But we still got to get the cockroaches out of the house.
The cockroaches will keep coming back and back and back. Well, there's one way to get rid of the cockroaches in your house, burn the whole damn thing down. And I do believe that's what they want to do. I think that's their end game scenario. If they can't control it, scorched earth policy, burn the whole damn thing down.
Exactly, because they have their bunkers.
All righty, Rob.
They're okay
I appreciate your call, my friend.
All right, sir. Take care.
Thank you. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to bring up a lot of the points that your last caller did. I'm sure the population of Texas grows every day.
It does.
And that these people have no idea what this country is all about, and that they are going to create chaos eventually. You can take a look at Sweden. I have a friend who lives on Torch Lake, and her daughter is a banker in Sweden. And if you look at Sweden, it's been totally taken over and corrupted by the Muslim and the refugees from those areas. This is an agenda. I think Tex Mars stated a year and a half ago that there were 180 cities or 190 cities that were sanctuary cities and are going to be saturated with incoming. It's disgusting. It's not being talked about by anybody, even the people that are. And I know Trump knows about it, but he's not much he can do about it. But I'm really happy that he does have a lot of military people.
Well, wait a minute. When you say Trump can't do anything about it, au contraire. Because one of the mandates of the federal government is to secure our borders. Just because Obama threw the gates wide open and rigged it that, if you do catch an illegal, it's catch and release program. But by the way, I wanted to ask you is, when I was out on Torch Lake with you, you showed me the small, humble abode of Michael Moore. In his multi-million-dollar house, he's been divorced and that's been since sold, correct?
Well, it's on the market.
Somebody in Michigan doesn't have enough money to buy the damn place? You mean some money-bagged liberal hasn't rolled in and bought the place just to keep it the Michael Moore emporium or the monument?
Well, it's a little out of place, I would say. It's a log cabin, large one. Or log building, and he, in his remodel before his divorce, and using taxpayer dollars, he got a theater built in the house. That was with the movie incentives that they were giving people in the industry.
Mm.
But he did help, I think. When I said Trump can't do anything, but he can't do anything about it until he's in. But in the meantime, these cities are going to be so saturated with
people. Okay, well, wait a minute. You just jumped the ship again here. I was asking you for that for a reason. Where is Michael Moore living now? Do you know?
I think he has a connection to a place in New York and possibly a place in Traverse City.
Okay.
I haven't really paid much attention to his whereabouts, but he does spend time here in the summer
the reason I said that, John, is because you were one of the few people that I knew of that knew where Michael Moore lived that would make regular visits in an effort to wake him up, not with rumor, innuendo, whatever. You would go over and knock on his door with an armload of facts, and you would literally hand these over to Michael Moore.
Correct.
A lot of people do not know that. I just wanted to make sure that, we're not, just because somebody opposes our type of thinking or our form of government or the facts, it isn't that we haven't tried to wake these people up.
He took the book for me, Death in the Air by Len Horowitz, and read that whole book, which is a great book if people have never seen it. It was put out before 2001 happened, 9/11. But he also he did say, "Shame on you, Mr. Bush," on the Academy Awards. And before he went to Hollywood, I'd given him a whole bunch of information on the Bush crime family, and that whole scam, that whole Iran thing was a scam, or Kuwait, the whole whatever it was at the time.
Right.
And so he knew exactly. He knows everything. He's also Ron Emanuel's brother is his agent out in California, so you can see that he is in it for Michael Moore, and that's about it, and knows how to play the game to his advantage.
Well, and I cannot see, I mean, how can anybody, no matter what your political persuasion be, how can anybody say, okay, well, I guess I really don't need a job? Or, geez, the federal government, I just can't make it because I don't want to be an upstanding, self-reliant, educating myself, working. I don't want to do that. I want the government to take care of me. Well, what I'm just sometimes at a loss of what somebody like a Michael Moore would really want. Weakened people dependent on the government to do more at their whim and will to us, like we've seen them do to us. Yeah,
well, he's pretty disgusting. I think I hear the music, but
yeah.
I'm glad that Bush or that. Trump had military background and military school. He has the right military people in place. So if it's time to kick butt, I think we're going to be able to kick butt and not
all right.
worry about
John, I got to go to break. Thanks for your call.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
All right, we're back. Larry in Washington, you're up next. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, John, I've heard this coming inauguration related to the Tet Offensive. Well, I was in the Tet Offensive, and one thing really nice about that, we killed so many of them. And the bad part about it, we left Nam. We're not going to leave the United States. There's a total different mindset there.
Well, and I enjoyed what JFK said about Cuba. He said, why should we go halfway around the world to fight communists when we got them 90 miles to our south? But look at it this way, Larry. If the objective is to kill communists, you don't have, man, you're surrounded by them in your own country now.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Please, let the riots start now.
There is a danger. I've heard a lot of people say this. And it's always been my contention, Larry, that this country, now, what boxes have we used? We're still able, we've got one foot up on the soapbox and one down, but we're still using the soapbox. We just tried the ballot box. You've seen that. We tried the jury box, but anything to do with the Fed encroachment on the states, guess where you have to take it? Right into a federal court. What happens with the cases? They're immediately dismissed. But we have one more box left, and that is the cartridge box. But it has always been my contention that if this country goes into its second American revolution, that's exactly where they want it.
Is it? Do you think that when it happens, not if it happens, do you think that this is a plan? I sometimes think that the powers that be, the Jewish cabal or whatever you want to call them, are playing a game of chess, and they're three moves ahead of you, and they know what you're going to do, and they're laughing at you.
Well, my contention, I gave up doing a lot of things that I was doing back in the 90s, because what I realized is there were a lot of people that didn't even understand the fundamental duties of government versus themselves. They didn't even realize that they were the government and how this thing is supposed to run under a rule book. If you're electing politicians to go to Washington, D.C., and these Congress critters would literally pass laws, send it down to their agencies, here's your instruction sheet, I should say, and this is the way, if they didn't like it, they just rewrote it. And they statutorily went out there to rape, rob, and pillage, or codified, or give it a name, however they did it. We have a major problem here, because we the people, my thing was educating people to the point for at least to have a rudimentary and a strong fundamental understanding of what this government is, what the law is, and where it came from, and our obligations and duties to stand up for it. I am still there. Whether it's going to be successful or not is yet to be seen. So far, I think we have been successful. Now they're whining and complaining that, oh, we're nothing but the fake news. No, we have been anything but that for all of these years. It scares them. But I'm wondering, Larry, how far they're willing to go to deep six this thing, to totally get rid of this country. I think they're willing to do anything and everything in order to do it.
I totally agree. And do I think that they're sacrificing some of their pawns?
Yeah.
Because
they are. Hey, I'm going to top of the hour break. I've got a break, Larry.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Z-Y-P-P-A-H Snoringtv.com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zyppa. ZYPPAH.com. I know that you're listening to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you got to stop it. What you got to do is get this fixed. Get a Zyppa and change your life. ZYPPAH.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.